Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. Of a Saturday, I will take myself to the Chelsea section of Manhattan to visit the art galleries carved out of old industrial and warehouse space. The architecture of the galleries is like black box theaters. Minimal lighting, sparse comfort, scaled down production values, and the expectation that you are pretty much on your own to figure out what is being offered. These galleries are also very capitalist in nature, since their whole setup frames consuming a product, like a bazaar or a souk, or for that matter, like a theater space. And the art is what the gazers consume, either visually or by actually buying the object. This is part of what makes the gallery going such a strained dialectic for me. Sometimes the art touches me, but I'm touched in a context that feels disengaged from an organic artistic process. A clean room, hush-hush, with some functionary behind a high-walled cubicle, and all of us isolated units from which value can be extracted, much like audiences sitting in the dark. All this put me in mind of something Tennessee Williams mentions in his Notebooks, where he quotes a friend saying that a healthy society does not need artists. If we lived in a society less fractured by capitalism, would we have artists as we now have them? Who would they be, and what would they do, and how would we do it with them? And what would it be like to live in a healthy society? The ache of that question can make one weep. So, at the end of my jaunt, I come out glad to have made the safari, not sure of the use of the effort. Like the good Puritan I am, pleasure for its own sake is a hard row to hoe. This mirrors my own prickly relationship with playwriting and the theater in my life, where oftentimes I find myself loving to write while at the same moment wondering what use can be made of anything I produce, half believing, and sometimes more than half, that a good compost or a well-baked loaf of bread is better for the world than anything I have to say or do. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.